Chapter 2. On the consideration of his guarding and protecting the seas from pirates and robbers, is the right to royal fish, which are whale and sturgeon. And these, when either thrown ashore or caught near the coast, are the property of the king. Blackstone. Soon to the sport of death the crews repair. Rodmond unerring o'er his head, suspends the barbed steel, and every turn attends. Falconer's shipwreck. Bright shone the roofs, the domes, the spires, and rockets blue self-driven, to hang their momentary fire around the vault of heaven. So fire with water to compare, the ocean serves on high, upspouted by a whale in air, to express unwieldy joy. Cowper, on the Queen's visit to London. 10 or 15 gallons of blood are thrown out of the heart at a stroke, with immense velocity. John Hunter's account of the dissection of a whale. A small-sized one. The aorta of a whale is larger in the bore than the main pipe of the waterworks at London Bridge, and the water roaring in its passage through that pipe is inferior in impetus and velocity to the blood gushing from the whale's heart. Polly's Theology. The whale is a mammiferous animal without hind feet. Baron Cuvier. In 40 degrees south, we saw spermaceti whales, but did not take any till the 1st of May, the sea being then covered with them. Colnett's voyage for the purpose of extending the spermaceti whale fishery. In the free element beneath me swam, floundered and dived, in play, in chase, in battle, fishes of every color, form, and kind, which language cannot paint, and mariner had never seen, from dread leviathan to insect millions peopling every wave, gathered in shoals immense, like floating islands, led by mysterious instincts through that waste and trackless region, though on every side assaulted by voracious enemies, whales, sharks, and monsters, armed in front or jaw, with swords, saws, spiral horns, or hooked fangs. Montgomery's World Before the Flood. Io. Pean. Io. Sing. To the finny people's king. Not a mightier whale than this in the vast Atlantic is. Not a fatter fish than he, flounders round the polar sea. Charles Lamb's Triumph of the Whale. In the year 1690 some persons were on a high hill observing the whales spouting and sporting with each other, when one observed. There, pointing to the sea, is a green pasture, where our children's grandchildren will go for bread. Obed Macy's History of Nantucket. I built a cottage for Susan and myself, and made a gateway in the form of a Gothic arch, by setting up a whale's jawbones. Hawthorne's Twice Told Tales. She came to bespeak a monument for her first love, who had been killed by a whale in the Pacific Ocean, no less than 40 years ago. Ibid. No, sir, 'tis a right whale, answered Tom. I saw his sprout. He threw up a pair of as pretty rainbows as a Christian would wish to look at. He's a raw loyal butt, that fellow. Cooper's Pilot. The papers were brought in, and we saw in the Berlin Gazette that whales had been introduced on the stage there. Eckerman's Conversations with Keith. My God! Mr. Chase, what is the matter? I answered, we have been stove by a whale. Narrative of the shipwreck of the whale ship Essex of Nantucket, which was attacked, and finally destroyed by a large sperm whale in the Pacific Ocean. By Owen Chase of Nantucket, first mate of said vessel. New York, 1821. A mariner sat in the shrouds one night, the wind was piping free, now bright, now dimmed, was the moonlight pale, and the phosphor gleamed in the wake of the whale, as it floundered in the sea. Elizabeth Oakes Smith. The quantity of line withdrawn from the boats engaged in the capture of this one whale amounted altogether to 10,440 yards or nearly 6 English miles. Sometimes the whale shakes its tremendous tail in the air, which, cracking like a whip, resounds to the distance of 3 or 4 miles. Scoresby. Mad with the agonies he endures from these fresh attacks, the infuriated sperm whale rolls over and over. He rears his enormous head, and with wide expanded jaws snaps at everything around him. He rushes at the boats with his head. They are propelled before him with vast swiftness, and sometimes utterly destroyed. It is a matter of great astonishment that the consideration of the habits of so interesting and, in a commercial point of view, so important an animal as the sperm whale should have been so entirely neglected, or should have excited so little curiosity among the numerous, and many of them competent observers, that of late years must have possessed the most abundant and the most convenient opportunities of witnessing their habitudes. Thomas Beale's History of the Sperm Whale, 1839. The Cachalot sperm whale, S., not only better armed than the true whale, Greenlander right whale, and possessing a formidable weapon at either extremity of its body, but also more frequently displays a disposition to employ these weapons offensively, and in manner at once so artful, bold, and mischievous, as to lead to its being regarded as the most dangerous to attack of all the known species of the whale tribe. Frederick Debbel Bennett's Whaling Voyage Round the Globe, 1840. October 13. Here She Blows was sung out from the masthead. Where away? Demanded the captain. 3 points off the lee bow, sir. Raise up your wheel. Steady. Teety, sir. Masthead ahoy. Do you see that whale now? Sir. A shoal of sperm whales. There she blows. There she breaches. Sing out. Sing out every time. Sir. There she blows. There she blows, bows. How far off? 2 miles and a half. Thunder and lightning, so near. Call all hands. J. Ross Brown's Etchings of a Whaling Cruise, 1846. The whale ship Globe, on board of which vessel occurred the horrid transactions we are about to relate, belonged to the island of Nantucket. Narrative of the Globe, by Lay and Hussey survivors. A. D.D. 1828. Being once pursued by a whale which he had wounded, he parried the assault for some time with a lance, but the furious monster at length rushed on the boat, himself and comrades only being preserved by leaping into the water when they saw the onset was inevitable. Missionary Journal of Tyerman and Bennett. Nantucket itself, said Mr. Webster, is a very striking and peculiar portion of the national interest. There is a population of 8,000 or 9,000 persons living here in the sea, adding largely every year to the national wealth by the boldest and most persevering industry. Report of Daniel Webster's speech in the U.S. Senate on the application for the erection of a breakwater at Nantucket, 1828. The whale fell directly over him, and probably killed him in a moment. He Whale and His Captors, or The Whaleman's Adventures and the Whale's Biography, gathered on the homeward cruise of the Commodore Preble, by Rev. Henry T. Cheever. If you make the least damn bit of noise, replied Samuel, I will send you to hell. Life of Samuel Comstock the Mutineer, by his brother, William Comstock. Another version of the Whale Ship Globe narrative. The voyages of the Dutch and English to the Northern Ocean, in order, if possible, to discover a passage through it to India, though they failed of their main object, laid open the haunts of the whale. McCulloch's Commercial Dictionary. These things are reciprocal, the ball rebounds, only to bound forward again. For now in laying open the haunts of the whale, the whalemen seem to have indirectly hit upon new clues to that same mystic northwest passage. From Home Thing Unpublished. It is impossible to meet a whale ship on the ocean without being struck by her near appearance. The vessel under short sail, with lookouts at the mastheads, eagerly scanning the wide expanse around them, has a totally different air from those engaged in regular voyage. Currents and Whaling. U.S.X.X. Pedestrians in the vicinity of London and elsewhere may recollect having seen large curved bones set upright in the earth, either to form arches over gateways or entrances to alcoves, and they may perhaps have been told that these were the ribs of whales. Tales of a Whale, Voyager to the Arctic Ocean. It was not till the boats returned from the pursuit of these whales that the whites saw their ship in bloody possession of the savages enrolled among the crew. newspaper account of the taking and retaking of the whale ship Hobomag. It is generally well known that out of the crews of whaling vessels, American, few ever return in the ships on board of which they departed. Crews in a whale boat. Suddenly a mighty mass emerged from the water and shot up perpendicularly into the air. It was the whale. Miriam Coffiner, the whale fisherman. The whale is harpooned to be sure, but bethink you how you would manage a powerful unbroken colt with the mere appliance of a rope tied to the root of his tail. A chapter on whaling in ribs and trucks. On one occasion I saw two of these monsters, whales, probably male and female, slowly swimming, one after the other, within less than a stone's throw of the shore, Terra del Fuego, over which the beech tree extended its branches. Darwin's Voyage of a Naturalist. Sternall. ... exclaimed the mate, as upon turning his head, he saw the distended jaws of a large sperm whale close to the head of the boat, threatening it with instant destruction. Stern all, for your lives. ... Wharton the whale killer. So be cheery, my lads, let your hearts never fail, while the bold harpooner is striking the whale. Nantucket Song. Oh, the rare old whale, mid storm and gale in his ocean home will be a giant in might, where might is right, and king of the boundless sea. Whale Song. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.